Guys, welcome to Two Bras
Talking Bravo.
I'm Mon.
I'm Jazz.
And welcome to episode two.
Yeah, so here we got a fun little activity for us. In honor of Summer House and the fans asking for us to deep dive into what's going on, we have a Loverboy taste test. Mm. If you remember from our last app, we haven't tried any of this stuff, so should we...
I think we should name them first.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll start...
Where do you want to start? That way to that way?
You know what? We should make a quick announcement. Some of you may be listening to us...
True.
...on the podcast, but starting this week, some of you may be watching us on YouTube. Hello. So if you prefer to watch us and get the full visual experience of what we're doing here, hop on to YouTube.
Good point.
And watch our pod on YouTube.
Then you can join the taste test with us virtually, too, if you want to grab some Lover Boys. I did get this at Wegmans, by the way. Again, not sponsored. Honestly, anything we say here is not sponsored. We're not there yet. Maybe one day we're working our way to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Wegmans, they got the variety pack. It's the Lover Boys. It's still the sparkling hard tea. Remember, we thought it was the spritzes.
Yeah.
This is just, so it's just their tea. It's their new flavors. It has like this funky colored like design. I don't know if you can see it clearly in the video. But yeah, I mean, it's their new line and I'm excited to try this. So if you're watching us, go buy some Loverboy.
And cheers. All right, we'll start from my end, go to your end.
Yeah. So what do we have over there?
We're starting with black cherry vanilla.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
That kind of gives me like almost cherry coke vibes.
Yeah, I wasn't keen on this, but cheers.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Smells like medicine.
Well, it tastes like cherry coke.
It literally tastes like medicine. This literally tastes like cough syrup.
It tastes like cherry coke to me.
I knew you would like it because you like black cherry white claw, and that's what I hate because it tastes so medicinal. This is disgusting.
That is a very good point. I do love black cherry, like claws and high noons and whatever. I know that's very controversial. I think people either love it or hate it. Let us know.
I'm a hater.
If you're team Mon and you love it, or if you're team Jazz.
Like a normal, they're healthier.
Half lemonade.
You know what I just realized? This is literally the colors of Twisted Tea.
Ooh.
And they've like been trying to compete with Twisted Tea, but like obviously be the healthy version.
That's so true.
That's probably why they kept it half and half. So like if people were to see that versus a tweet, like I don't know.
No, that's great. Like the visual connotation
right?
of it, but
I mean,
zero sugars.
Yeah. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers to that. Literally tastes like a freaking Twisted Tea. I mean, it's less sweet. Do you not get twee vibes?
I want it to be more lemony. I'm also like a lemon addict. I really want it to
be a
lot more sour.
Really?
Yeah.
I think this is perfect. What? I mean, like, I used to love twees before, but they are on the sweeter side. This is...
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. If I had a hankering for a twee, then I would definitely get that instead because you have like 30 less grams of sugar and it's also still really good.
What do we got for the next? Mango pear.
Mango pear.
All right.
It's a little yellow and green swirly can. I also really love like the swirly vibes that they're going for.
Ooh, it smells so good.
The retro.
I know, it does look very like 80s vibes, like all of it.
Very trendy. Amanda knows what she's
doing. I didn't like it at first, but then now... I dig it.
It's eye-catching. It'll pop out on a shelf. It's memorable, too.
Very memorable, yeah.
No. That tastes like a mango like white claw to me.
I kind of like it.
Is this supposed to be
a taste like a mango white claw, actually.
It is supposed to be a tea. It does not taste anything like tea at all. This tastes like a mango white claw. It's clear,
It's
too.
Like a white tea. White tea's a thing.
All the other teas were tea-colored. This is a tea, but it's clear.
That is true. They are all tea-colored, except this. You know what?
I'm on to the next
one. They probably took a mango white claw and just put it into a fun can.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, this can.
This one looks pretty good. I think the freaking cutest. I'm a big, big plant girl.
Yeah.
Like lime green, monstera leaves.
What's the flavor?
Pineapple hibiscus.
I love their hibiscus hard tea. That's probably like, well, actually, I do love the peach boy. Which is a white tea.
Yeah.
That's a white tea.
True.
So that could be like that.
Oh my gosh, it smells so good.
It smells amazing.
Ooh.
I don't know.
It's not as sweet as I thought it would be, but I think that's a good thing.
It is very not sweet at all.
I like this one.
It's, I think the more sips I have,
you're cut off.
Already buzzed.
Four Dixie cups and you are cut off.
The more sips I have, I am enjoying it.
Yeah.
But
I think it also, if it were super cold.
I was gonna say, I feel like it needs to be colder because it is really refreshing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm literally just picturing right now, like, it's super freaking, dude, freezer lover boys, that would be the one. That would be really good.
Honestly, super also, fresh. Doing a slushy and just a ton of ice and this in a blender,
That would goodness. Be... Oh, yeah. No, that's a vibe.
Well, all of these, I mean, I would, you know, if you handed me any of them, I would drink them, I think.
But you have to pick one. What's your favorite?
I just took another sip of the black cherry vanilla.
I'm
gonna go with this one. This will be my
best. Do you want the rest of this?
Sure. Really? No waste.
Fair enough. No waste indeed.
Well, thank you, Kyle and Amanda, for creating these wonderful beverages. I mean, we're big fans.
That was really good.
I really love all the design and the packaging and just the branding behind it. So, so cute.
Yeah. They,
so fun.
They crushed it. I think it makes it fun and, like, to your point, memorable. Like, the alcohol market is honestly super competitive and tricky. So, like, if you look at, honestly, like, the Trulies, the Bud Light seltzers, they literally look the same. And then you have White Claws. I feel like Claws are popular just because... I don't know, like, they started that tagline, ain't no laws without claws, and I feel like after that, though, like, it just, like, I don't know, like, everyone started drinking it.
I don't think they came up with that tagline.
Do you not think so?
That was just, like,
some people. Random person.
I think that came from the people, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to ask which one you were, was your favorite?
This one.
Iced tea lemonade.
Well, I think for, version. Like, the temperature, like, yeah, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I also want to quickly just say, if anyone doesn't have cable or access to Bravo on TV.
Yeah, good call.
Let them know where they can watch it.
Go to Peacock. It's $5. $5, guys. Literally catch up on all the Bravo shows. It's way better than paying for premium TV like we do. But again, we're addicts. That's why we have this podcast. We need our premium TV. So, but yeah, I think you should check it out, you know? And if you were to, here's a good one. If you were to advise someone who's just getting started with Bravo, they're new to the game, boy or girl, it doesn't matter. What do you tell them to start with?
100% below deck.
I knew you were saying below deck.
Because that, I think
it's like neutral.
It's neutral. Yeah. I think that's where most people start too. And if they only watch one Bravo show, it's usually below deck.
I think I started with, actually it's a lie. How can I forget this? We started with Shaw's the Sunset. Oh my god, I actually forgot about that.
I know.
Well, cause for the longest time, Below Deck, we were both obsessed with it.
Yeah.
For like the longest time.
After
Shaw's the Sunset.
Yeah, it really is, I think, like the easiest point of entry. Yeah. It's also the easiest watching. Like, you know.
The happiest to watch too. Like, these are literally rich people in like the beautiful tropics on a yacht. And like, you look at amazing food, and then you just literally watch rich people complain about the stupidest things ever, and it's freaking hilarious.
I love it because I think it follows the cast, and I really like that they're really hardworking people. You know, it's not just housewives sitting around. It's really hardworking people that work like 16-hour days and work their ass off and party hard. And the locations are always really, really beautiful.
They party so hard. So hard. That I cannot understand how, I hate to say it, how has no one died?
Died?
Dude, the amount of times there's a lot of hangovers. So drunk and fall off like beds, they fall off like the jacuzzi. Do you not remember, I mean this is a little vague, but that one guy, he got out of the jacuzzi and like whacked his head on like the frigging metal thing on the boat. Yeah. I was like, is he alive? Like,
alive and well. I don't know, they're professionals.
They are, because they literally do that and they wake up the next day and they get back to work. Mm-hmm.
Like, they're very hardworking people, no matter what the hangover, you know? They might be a little bit late, but you know, you wake up and you're at work, so you're not gonna be that late.
Dude, speaking of BD, the last episode, that girl, she fell off her bunk and like, her boss basically put that, you know, like Daisy put the plastic thing on her bed to make it like a crib.
Oh.
She literally gets to work and has this giant cut on her back.
Yeah!
And like this massive, massive giant cut. And I'm like,
yeah.
What the hell? Like, woman, you need to go to the hospital. Like,
they get really beat up. If you ever see, like, the students always have, like, bruises on their legs. They get beat up. I'm telling you, they work hard and play hard.
They beat the shit out of each other.
This was not a crew member, but this week, guest that belly flopped, I mean,
oh my God.
Does it get better than a freaking belly flop off a yacht?
That would have been me.
Oh my gosh.
That looks so pain. Have you ever done that?
Where you know, but I've seen someone do it.
Really? But like, she didn't do it on purpose though, right? Like she like tried to take the string, and then when she gets into the water, she just like smashes her whole face.
That happened to my sister on a rope swing off a boat. She literally...
Oh no.
Face planted.
Oh no.
And we do have it on video.
Wait, it's really?
It's really good.
And you can dig up the video.
I'll try my best. But
I've done that before, but not from a rope swing.
Oh, just into a pool?
Not even. So back in Hong Kong, we used to get like... they're not exactly yachts. That sounds like too uppity. They're like fun yachts that normal people get. But the point though is that you'd go on top of the boat and you would jump off it just for fun.
Okay.
But then at one point, everyone would be drunk and they're like, oh, let's do something fun. Let's cannonball. Let's dive. And I used to be pretty good at diving. So I was like, hey, check this out. Face planted.
Oh, no.
Straight, like, boobs smash the water. Face smash the water. I was like in the water being like, I'm dead. Like,
did the whole front of you just turn red?
Dude.
Slapping.
Yes.
Oh,
it was so painful. So that's when that woman did it. I basically was like, ugh, like trauma. Like, it was a while ago, but yeah. So I don't like to jump off things anymore because it's really painful when you fall in the wrong way.
I'm glad you're okay.
I'm here to tell the tale.
That's good.
Oh man, it was jokes.
This was a pretty good episode of Below Deck this week.
Okay. While we're on the BD episode, before I forget, I did want to ask you this question. We're gonna play Shag, Marry, Kill. Yes. Because literally I don't want us to be mean and say it's the worst roster. I think it's just the most comedic roster. And for the first time ever, it's these three guys who somehow all love having a man bun. Like, what?
That's
what is
why
going
I'm
on?
Cringing me, because that.
What is this new trend now?
You might have to. Do you know all of the names? Because it's still a little early in the season for me. I don't know if I know everyone's names.
You do know who I'm going to be talking about.
Okay.
And it's only Shag, Marry, Kill. So okay. Obviously, it's just three people.
Okay.
So Gary. I know. Colin.
Okay.
And then is then the new guy, is his name Alex? He's the other guy that made out with Daisy. And
the American.
Yeah, he has long hair.
Okay.
Is his name Alex? If it's not, let's call him Alex.
Okay.
We know who we're talking about.
Is it not Chase?
Oh my God, is it Chase?
It's a little early.
No. I think Chase is the guy with short hair and Gary hates him.
Okay, I think so. Okay.
Yeah. So
do you want to go first?
For the record, if you guys don't know what shag means, it means like...
People know what shag means.
Okay. It's just a nicer word to say. Okay, go. I'm just curious if it's the same as my answer. Or do you want me to go first?
I think you've thought about it. You go.
Well, yeah, because I came up with a question. Okay. No, even better. Can you guess what my thing is?
Okay, I think you're gonna... I know you're gonna kill...
You can guess.
You're gonna kill Chase.
It's not Chase, it's Alex.
I'm sorry, Alex. You're gonna kill Alex.
No?
Oh, I know nothing then. Well, maybe I'm just doing my own then, and I thought you'd have the same one because we always, like, we have very similar tastes.
I know, that's
sometimes.
Why I thought you would guess mine.
Would you shag Colin, marry Gary? No. Shag Alex, kill Gary, marry Colin.
Yes, I thought that was, like, so obvious.
Okay, because I think
how
that you
not
think
go through your head, automatically Gary's dead.
Well, because he is so funny and
he's
so fun.
He's so gross.
He's gross.
Ugh.
He's gross. But
he
I think that
makes no sense to me.
To me, I'm thinking Mary is like the long-term thing of you're stuck with this person, so you want them to have a great personality, which I do think Colin is like marriage material. I don't think Gary is. But I think that Gary is the funniest, and I thought you thought Gary is the funniest, and that you would have a best lifetime of fun with him.
Well, okay, fair. That's valid. That's very valid. No, this. I agree with everything you say. I do think Gary is super funny, super entertaining to watch, but I think he's disgusting because he literally hits on every single girl. Last episode, they literally showed a video of Gary hitting on every single woman. And the worst part is every time he hits on them, there's always a drunken face where he goes, "How?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, ew, I'm like, what does anyone see in this guy? Like, if Gary maybe groomed himself up a little bit and he didn't hit on every single girl, then yeah, of course I would pick him because his personality is awesome and I think he's super fun.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think so. If you added like shag, marry, kill, BFF, like Gary would be a great BFF. Like, you'd have a
buddy.
Great, yeah.
Party
exactly,
buddy.
Exactly.
BFF.
Okay, not BFF.
Maybe party buddy. Going out buddy. Everyone has a going out buddy.
Colin is definitely the most marriage material. I mean, he's smart.
Yeah.
I mean, they all have to cut their man buns. But, well, I mean, no. They don't have to do anything. It works for them. I know it's probably really hard to maintain a short haircut on a boat.
I don't know how guys do it. Because I feel like girls are really good at taking care of themselves and guys are like so-so. I mean, maybe some guys are good.
No, I don't know if that's fair.
Really? I still think girls are much better at taking, especially with long hair. Like, that's a lot of maintenance.
It's a lot of maintenance, but I think it's easier for guys. They wash it and they put it in a bun.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Hence why they
all have man buns.
That's why they all have it, because they don't do much.
I'm shocked that Captain Glenn doesn't have a man bun.
Honestly, at this point, I feel like he should just have one because his whole staff has man buns. And this is like the first time in Below Deck that everyone has a man bun. I'm like, okay, what is going on? You're on a boat. Wouldn't you think you would want short hair just because you're moving around so much and like your living quarters aren't really like the greatest, you know? I don't know. It just seems easier, you know, but I digress. Everyone's different.
Yeah.
Different opinions.
I am absolutely thrilled for, if it's next week's episode or for whatever it is, for Colin and Daisy to finally get together.
Oh my gosh.
I
don't know how I feel about this.
Why?
I don't know. In the beginning I was like, oh, this is so cringe, but at the same time I'm like, this is good for Daisy. Like, Colin's actually a nice guy. He's a sweet guy. He seems really respectful. And the one thing that I do like is that it's making Gary jealous.
Oh my gosh. That's the best. When he first came onto the boat and whoever Daisy made out with was like, oh yeah, I made out with Daisy last night.
Yeah.
Gary was so jealous. And he went on Watch What Happens Live and he was like, I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Cause he wants to have his cake and eat it too. He wants
to
have it all, have all the ladies. And Daisy's over it. She's seen it, she's done it, and she's like, alright, well, moving on. Colin's single now after being in a relationship every other season that he's been on a boat with her, so.
I also think he's most infatuated with her because he can't get her.
Oh yeah, it's the chase.
So, yeah.
It's all about the chase.
And he
chase being
that chase.
The action, not the deck.
I know. The little deckie.
Not the deckie.
Yeah, true.
It's all about
true.
The chase for him.
Whoa.
But I'm very, very excited for that.
If you guys get Peacock and want to watch along with us, stay tuned and then join the conversation next time.
Yeah. I did put up a poll on the Insta.
Kyle's mullet too. Or a different one.
About Colin and Gary. And Colin did win by a little bit,
off.
I think. Yeah.
Not surprised at all.
Yeah.
Like, Gary, again, my take is, Would I date James Kennedy? Absolutely not. Is he super funny and hilarious and entertaining to watch? Hell yeah! Like, you gotta have people like that, you know, who are like ridiculous and absurd and like make you cringe a little bit because they're freaking jokes to watch.
Yeah.
So, I am by no means not a fan, not a fan of him. Just wouldn't marry him or shag him.
That's I agree. I've always loved Daisy. I think she's really, really good. I love
Daisy.
There's something about the Chief Stews. I don't know if it's the casting or the people. They're so great. Like, they're so great.
Why I told you, like, I kind of lost interest in BD because I missed Kate Chastain. Kate is freaking hilarious. If you guys watch Traitors, what are you gonna say?
Really quick, congratulations, Kate! She had her baby.
She just had her baby this week,
today, or I don't know when. But Sullivan.
I saw the Instagram post today. I'm very happy for her. She also did what's it called? When you don't have a man, like you do it through the scientific way,
in vitro.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, because good for her.
We don't know many people that do it, and I also think that I think it's great when like influencers or famous people do stuff like that because it's almost just kind of like normalizing it. Because in my opinion, I think everyone should have the opportunity to have a kid if they want to, and I feel like back in the day, you know, it just wasn't like a thing, and then it makes maybe women feel like weird that they can't do that. Like, did Gigi do that? Golnessa?
She did the same thing, right? Yeah,
that's great. You don't necessarily always need a partner, you know? Those are badass bitches. Like, they're gonna be the best moms ever.
Oh yeah, and Kate is the definition of badass bitch. Mm-hmm. The whole time, you know, in the beginning, Hannah was very sweet and like, you know, I think she wanted everyone to like her. Then she kind of came to her own and then she's like, I'm Hannah, you know, I'm here. And she got her attitude. I think Kate, the whole time she's been on Below Deck, she was like, I don't care what you say. Like, attitude, just the best TV, so good. Funny. Her and the chef Ben. That's one of our favorite Bravo relationships.
Oh, I can't do it on the spot. I have to practice in the mirror for hours first.
Hello, darling. No, it's not good.
Oh my goodness. No, the two of them and their banter is like top notch. Like,
yeah, we miss Ben.
That's the thing. When there's a good cast, it's good. And like, I don't remember what podcast I was listening to this anymore because I started Lala's podcast, then I started Trading Secret. I'm listening to all the Vanderpump podcasts, I have to say.
Well, Trading Secrets, that's not even Vanderpump, that's...
I listened to the episode with Katie Maloney, because I got some intel on VPR. But anyways, the point I was making, though, is that I don't remember what podcast said this, but they said, though, that it's really important to have a good cast. And they were saying that, actually, in Vanderpump, for all of you who watch Vanderpump, and if you don't, when we tell you the tea, because there was more tea, you will want to watch it.
Yeah.
But they were just saying though that season 8 was kind of like an experiment because you remember how there was a bunch of new people in season 8?
Mm-hmm.
And so they were saying it didn't perform as well as the other seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because it all was about the cast and how the crazy you are, the louder you are, like that's entertaining. That's also why the Housewives are very successful because those badass bitches, they all are badass bitches. They're all amazing. They have no filter. They go nuts. They go wild. Jen Shah's in jail. And I still want to watch what is going on with her life. Okay.
Like, apparently she was writing like a diary or something.
Are insane. You know?
Yeah.
That's what they're literally filming her FBI investigation. Like, that's how unhinged these Housewives women are. Like,
that's so true.
The fact that we can literally say, like, what the hell, this is TV now.
It's so entertaining, that's why it's TV. We should preface, if we didn't mention last week, I don't think we did, we don't really watch The Housewives.
Not yet.
We've seen
Salt
Lake a bit because it was easier to start, you know.
Because Jen Shah was being investigated by the FBI.
So we've seen some of Salt Lake, but
I
didn't finish the last season, but.
I didn't either. I got bored.
But that's just opportunity for more TV watching, and I'm not mad about that. So
this is why I'm telling you we need an assistant at some point, because this week I told you this before, I was so overstimulated, because it's not even just about like how many TV shows we're covering right now, it's the drama.
Right.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's what happened in the seasons whenever they were recorded, and then what's happening now for each of them too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why we love reality, because the story is never ending, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Unless the person dies. The story's never ending.
Dark. No one's died yet. Not that we know of.
Touching wood if you're British.
Oh, yeah. We say touching wood. Americans say knocking wood.
Yeah.
Joe Schmo, same thing.
Same thing.
But speaking of drama, what are we thinking with Summer House? Like,
this week
I don't even know where to begin. I have a lot in my mind.
I know where I want to begin.
Go.
Oh my gosh.
Do you want this one?
The tea? No, it's okay.
I'm chilling with
this one. No, I'm good. Thank you. Gabby. And
her 29-page PDF. Yeah! What the actual shit.
And also the fact that Lindsay's reaction wasn't like, whoa, what's going on? She's like, I love this girl. Let's go. Also, that's from a girl that got a PowerPoint from a boyfriend before.
Nope.
So maybe that's why she's been in it before.
Honestly, great. I mean, people keep wanting practical. To send Lindsay 30-page PDF documents. Like, what the fuck is up with that?
Businesswoman.
It's probably because Lindsay has like a whole team. Probably she's like, you know what? Here you go, have your team dissected. Pitch you the executive summary. Ridiculous. What the hell?
I really, really loved that.
That was like so insane. Honestly, Gabby's hilarious, but like, girl, go on a date.
And,
see what happens.
And don't be so picky. Like, her whole thing with
She's crazy picky.
Was it Taurus? That she dated a Taurus.
I can't even follow anymore.
And it didn't work out.
She's
whatever
obsessed
sign
with
was.
The horoscope. I can't say it. Honestly, it is a horoscope. Like, everything she says is horrifying. Like, just go with the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think she just needs to be a little bit open-minded. But
I think so too.
I think she's entertaining for sure. Would I want to be friends with her? I don't know. I think she's a little too shallow, and she said it herself.
This is what Sierra said.
Yeah, which I get.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I get the vibe. I don't know. I feel like her personality did open up just a little bit at Salsa Night, where they started talking about like being a minority and being ethnic. I will say I do love when they do that on these shows, because again, everyone needs more education. Everyone needs more awareness. I also love that they don't really do it in like a heavy, intense way. I also think they do it in a very relatable way. Again, not trying to like minimize it or anything, just more like, it's just a really great, whatever they're doing is, I love it. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's just interesting because the Hamptons is predominantly white.
Right.
So I think it's great that they are sharing their stories. And that, you know, just like progressive, honestly. And they're all freaking awesome people and they're hilarious. That Salsa Night looked so fun. Like,
yeah.
I was honestly kind of thrown off with Danielle. Like, in a good way. In a really good way.
I was gonna say, don't come for my girl Danielle.
No,
I love Danielle.
Oh, she's a girl. No, I loved that she opened up about like, I don't feel like I've been myself. I feel like I've just been chilling, and it's true. Like, she never really like talked much about her culture or anything. Like, but now she's the, and another thing too that's interesting is that not only is she like coming out and being more of herself, I also wonder if it's because of her friendship with Lindsay that now she's like technically not in Lindsay's shadow anymore.
Oh, that's a really good point.
And she's just like, this is me, guys. You know, she's not a side character anymore. Now she's a main character.
Yeah. That could be. That's a really good point. That
kind
definitely
of
could be
getting.
It. That definitely could be it. I really loved the empanada night, the salsa night.
I know.
That was so cute. I
love Chris too. He's good vibes.
I really love that they have that connection. When you connect with someone of your culture, I mean, it's just a totally different type of connection, you know? Like, it's something like very, very intrinsic, where no matter how much time you spend with anyone else that's not of your culture, you'll never really be able to have that that same type of connection.
100%.
Not like the level of connection, just like a different, like a different thread of connection. You just, I don't know, you feel very connected to someone very quickly of the same culture, I feel.
I think so. I mean, hey, you already know about all my family background when you watch Family Karma, like another TV show. If you haven't checked it out, it's probably on Peacock. Also a great show. But they literally talked about a ton about Hindi culture, and I don't feel like I share that with any of you guys because I don't really know how. And I don't feel like I need to, but I also don't know how. But then I thought that was so cool that when you started watching it, I was like, wow, like you literally know how I grew up basically, and I think that's so cool.
I really love that too. Yeah. And I feel like I know you even more.
Right.
And all of my Indian friends even more.
Yeah.
And I really, also really love the culture. If I wasn't Polish, I would want to be Indian. You guys have so much fun.
We do. So do the Polish people.
We do. It's different, but you know, same kind of vibes and just also like, I don't know, very, very, very cool. And I also, Family Karma, like you said. I would say if you start watching Bravo and you're like, okay, I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
If you start watching Below Deck, I mean, and you're like, okay, I'm down with the Bravo.
Yeah.
I would say go to Family Karma next because that's-
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good in between of, it's not a Housewives like drama level of, you know, yelling at each other and all of that.
That's fair. The drama is a little bit more mellowish.
Yeah. I think it's learning about a culture and also a little bit of drama, but I love the fact that they have the parents in on it.
Yes.
That,
the aunties.
It's the
best part,
the
so aunties.
I love the aunties.
So like my favorite thing in the whole world, and I don't know if this is like an Indian thing now because I saw my friend at her wedding do this, but when they get like so drunk and they put the water bottle on their head and they're just like, oh, look at me. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
no,
I would drop it. Like, I'm the worst Indian. If this is an Indian thing, me putting it on my head and dropping it is just like another reason of why I'm a Indian.
Oh no.
I think they're so funny though. I really thought you would say Below Deck, Summer House, and then Family Karma.
I think Summer House, and I think I've noticed this also from-
Cause it's all about partying and just like fun, and it's like Hamptons, you know, rich, like-
Yeah, I think it's a little less interesting, or less-
Really?
To me, it's like, okay, they're in this house all summer. Whereas Family Karma, I think it's a little more interesting. They have like other events. Summer House, they have events, but it's like, we're going out, we're throwing a party. It's not weddings and this and like Diwali. I think it's just a little bit more interesting and I-
That's fair, that there's more of a layer to Family
Yes,
Karma.
And I definitely noticed that too because my sister at first was a Bravo non-believer, then I moved in with her. Below Deck is
true.
The one that she's taken to the most.
And she does like that very much.
Family Karma, she's also a better fan. Yeah, she doesn't
she
really-
she watched it when you would put it on, right?
Right, but she would be asking questions and she remembers
she's
their
engaging.
Names.
Uh-huh. Okay. I dig it.
Resistantly at first and then she's like, so they're still together now, right? She'll be asking questions and be like, this is a really good side. I'm
she
very
like,
proud.
She doesn't want to admit that she's becoming a Bravo fan.
She is.
Slowly but surely. She'll get there.
Yeah. And so Summer House, she's decided it's
really?
Yeah.
I just like Summer House because they're just a bunch of drunk idiots that like literally just do stupid things. And I don't know. I feel like it's such a mindless show too. Like I will say it is a little bit more intriguing because there's some drama going on right now. I feel like the drama before was like so-so, like, I mean, you have Lindsay, she's like a firecracker, always, all the time. She is tamer now that she's with Carl.
She is. I'm-
Because she's drinking less.
Pleasantly surprised with her behavior this season.
I'm
like any show and Bravo show, the seasons, you know, it could be a good season, it could be a bad season, it could be a whatever season.
Yeah,
you know?
Cause they're, you know, living their like real lives. And
right.
Like that's something that Stassi said too in our podcast where she was like, some people like shat on VPR like seasons where they're like, oh, it wasn't as good as the other season. And she's like, it's because it's real life. Like this is just people living their lives. And it's kind of crazy how like we love watching people when their lives are going to shit and like all hell breaks loose. Like, isn't that like, insane that we're like, give us more, you know? Like,
it's really insane.
And then when they're all perfect and fine, we're like, eh.
It's really insane. The only thing that makes me feel better when I watch all these quarrels and these fights and people going through hardships is the fact that I know this was recorded at least, you know, 6 months ago. Yeah, like, whatever they were going through, besides Scandoval, whatever they were going through, they're probably through it now. And that's the only thing that gives me peace when I watch these shows. I'm like, okay, I'm reminding myself, like, okay, they're fine now. Like, they're good now. They're not arguing
kind
now.
Kind of. Danielle and Lizzie. And like, I don't know about Kyle and Carl right now. I feel like there's weirdness.
Yeah.
Well, I say that because if you guys follow any of these people on, like, the Bravo people, follow them on Instagram, like, I feel like Carl and Lindsay hang out a lot with, like, Andrea and Lexi, and then, like, with Luke, and then with, like, literally other former Summer House people. I don't see Kyle and Amanda in the picture. But then again, who knows? It sounds like Amanda is going through a lot right now, which we don't have to really get into because it's a bit intense. Well, just, like, they say it on the show, just, like, her health problems, like, I'm just inferring. And then they have the dogs.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just feel like Kyle and Amanda have not really been present with, like, a lot of the other people.
Yeah, I guess we don't really, like, ever truly know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, I know they are always, especially Kyle, really busy with Loverboy all the time.
Right. And maybe it is different too because Carl doesn't work for them anymore, so we don't see them as much because now that we're talking it, I'm really thinking about it.
Yeah, that could definitely be it.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they're fine and like they're obviously going to Carl Lindsay's wedding, which is this year in, or is it in Mexico?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I know where it is.
I think it's in Mexico. The one thing though that I'm so excited for is the reunion because again, it's not as good as VPR, because that is going to be, like, I know.
I'm scheduling my life around it.
No, we should, yeah, same. But, like, Summer House, Lindsay literally said that she would invite Danielle to her wedding, depending on it after the reunion goes. And I was like, what?
Right.
So, are you guys good? Are you not? Like, are you not talking? Like, what kind of answer is that?
I'm sure it's neither right now. I'm sure it's TBD right now.
I don't know.
I know. It makes me sweat.
Well, okay. Question for you, though. When Daniela... I didn't say her name right.
I don't know why. I call her Danielle sometimes in my head, too. I don't know
it's
why.
It's Danielle. Have we been saying Danielle this whole time?
No, I've been saying Danielle.
Okay. I don't know. I just said it wrong. But her reaction when she found out about Carl and Lindsay's proposal...
That, I think, was...
When she was pissed.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of Danielle.
I know. That's why I'm, like, curious.
The only times that I kind of back away a little bit is when she does reactions like that. I think she... I don't know if she plays it up for cameras. I don't know if she's always like that. But the way that she reacted to, you know, the face in the pillow screaming in the previous episode. And then her being really offended... about not being included in the proposal. I think that's just a little bit immature. I understand, like, it hurts, and it's just her initial reaction, and, like, maybe she comes around to it, but it's just not, I don't think it's a great way to react to something.
I thought it was just really cringy. I'm just like, at that point, why aren't you happy for Carl and Lindsay? Like, even if you had, like, weirdness with your best friend, I feel like you should just be like, you know what, I'm happy they're engaged. Like, plus she had a conversation with Carl and it went really well. So at that point, wouldn't you just be like, you know what, good for them. I'll support them.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe she'll, you know, she comes around and, you know, that like we have episodes to come.
Yeah.
It might have just been her initial reaction. Maybe she's just a little bit more of a hothead. I don't know. But
I also wonder if the producers told her to act that way because, again, going back to the podcast is when I do all my sleuthing because you hear, like, tea, like, from behind the scenes. It was the episode where Stassi and Hannah were talking. It was that episode.
Okay.
And Hannah was basically saying, and she's freaking hilarious, she was basically saying, like, Summer House is a show where you're essentially in jail, but you're in, like, this beautiful house in the Hamptons, and then you get to wear themes.
Yeah.
I was like, that's hilarious.
It's true!
Right? Because you were talking earlier how you're like, they're just in this house.
Yeah.
But then Hannah said, though, that, like, some people felt a little pressured in the show because the producers would tell them to act a certain way to build their character. And if they weren't, like, exciting enough, then they would get cut. Something along those lines.
I don't... I listened to that episode. This is straight up with Stassi's podcast. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard anyone from Bravo say that producers ever tell them how to act. They do tell them what to talk about.
Okay, I'm mixing it up. Then it wasn't that podcast. It was the podcast with Katie Maloney and what's his name? Trading Secrets guy.
Jason Tardik.
Love that guy. It was in that podcast then.
Okay. I haven't listened to that.
That's a really good one, by the way, because I didn't even realize that Jason's podcast, like a bunch of his episodes are all finance based, but they're like relatable to us. Cause he talks about like 401ks, money investments and stuff like that.
Huh.
But it's not like boring.
Okay.
It's like actually interesting. And he only does like a little bit about it and then he goes into like the fun stuff. But then I also got, not like tea, but remember before you said some people on VPR get paid $25,000 an episode?
Mm-hmm.
Not true.
What?
Less.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And he literally called out an article. He was like, this is literally a well-established article. Why are they saying that? And Katie goes, well, I can tell you that's not what I get paid an episode. I get paid less.
Did she say how much?
She didn't.
Oh, the internet is lying to us. They this never are. Happens.
They are lying to us. You can't trust the media.
Oh, well, I'm glad we got to clear that up.
It's a good episode though. You can take a listen to it if you want to, but yeah, I was like, so Katie was the one who said that the producers make them act a certain way. But she did, I think you kind of got it right though. They don't tell you what to do. They just, it's almost like they're manipulating you.
They know that you know talking about a certain subject that you get fired up about is gonna get you fired up. So they say, hey, why don't you talk to this person about this?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not gonna be all rainbows and sunshine. They know, they spend so much time with, the producers spend so much time with these people. They know them very well, they're very close to them.
And that's what they're trying to do. They're basically trying to manipulate.
It's not necessarily manipulation, because I feel like manipulation has a negative connotation.
Fine.
These people know they're on a reality show. They know what they're here for. They're not here to have...
They're almost like therapists then.
A bit, yeah.
Therapists make you talk.
Right.
Like, you share stuff you don't want to share.
Yeah, like the confessionals during the episodes.
Yeah.
Like the one-on-one interviews. Kind of, yeah. They ask you a question that... Mm-hmm. Not you. We're never going to be on Bravo. They ask them questions.
Oh, no. When I was literally researching and it said we can apply, I literally think what I'm going to do right now, because our friend group is so crazy in the head. We are so ridiculous and we're freaking hilarious. I'm just going to start making videos and collating a bunch of stuff. And then obviously I'll get everyone's consent. And then if we have like a good footage, I'll be like, let's just see what happens. Like, I don't know.
I'm looking around your apartment to see if there are any cameras rolling besides the one recording the podcast. We're crazy, but we don't really have drama. What it takes for Bravo
is to have drama. I do have to say the reason why we don't have drama is because number one, we resolve it like normal human beings, or number two, we don't like confrontation and we run away and we just avoid it.
That's not gonna cut it on Bravo.
But that's what I'm saying though, is that if we do get on Bravo, I feel like the producers, because don't forget, we're signing a piece of paper to be on a show, right?
Right.
So if the producers say, I think you should go to this person to talk about, I don't know, her roommate, let's just say, right? Example. We have to do it. Because we literally agreed to the show.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, whereas in today, we don't have to do that.
Okay, well.
You know what I mean?
I'm gonna keep my day job for now.
I'm just saying, Bravo will really test our friendship. It might honestly break some, and like, that's TV though.
I don't want that.
That's TV.
Friendship's being broken.
I know, I don't want that either. I think it'll just be really cool to see Bravo.
Okay. Well,
I'm pretty positive our friendships would break, like 100%. Like, are you kidding me?
I think we have strong friendships.
Do we? I mean, I hope so. That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, I won't know until...
Oh, you think Bravo's the only thing that would be able to tell if we have strong friendships or not?
Yeah, because we have to start talking to each other, and for now, I feel like we're all good. So that's what I'm saying, is that like, I don't know if we're not good until we start talking, like actually sharing stuff that, cause then it comes out, right? Right now nothing's come out cause...
You're hiding something, that's all I'm hearing. I did want to go back quickly to make a small announcement. You're talking about Stassi's podcast.
Oh my god! Yes!
I am going to see Straight Up with Stassi live in Boston. I'm gonna be sitting in the second row.
Stop it! Like the front?
The first seat in the second row.
How did you get that seat?
It was the same cost as all the other ones further back, so why not?
Wait, what?
I'm going by myself. First time I've really gone to anything like this by myself.
Swear to God, I hope she picks on you. I don't know if that's like her vibe or like her style, but like...
She does ask questions in the audience. I was listening to her latest podcast episode with Taylor. They were having a lot of fun on tour for their pod. God. I have a question ready if I do get the opportunity. But I'm not gonna get too excited. I'm very excited to go. I'm really excited to go.
I'm freaking excited, cause then you're gonna...
I'm not gonna be there, but I will report. I'm gonna record as much as I can.
Don't even worry about the recording. You just mentally record. You enjoy, mentally consume everything, and let me know how it goes.
I'm so excited!
I can't wait! Was it expensive?
No.
Really?
It's like under $100.
For real?
Well, I mean, okay, depends on what you say expensive.
expensive is over 100, I would say.
Yeah, for something that under I really, 100. Really wanted to go do, I would say it's totally worth the cost.
Oh my god, I'm getting the burps again.
It's the Lover Boys.
They're really good though.
They are.
Yeah, I'm a little good buzz, you know?
There you go, girl. Get it.
This one, I think, these two are like really good.
So
that one's a hard no.
Wait, which one?
The mango pear and then the healthy twisted tea. I'm gonna call this the healthy twee. This is the... I don't have a...
The mango pear, no, that one can go kick rocks.
This one... This one needs to be like frozen.
Pineapple hibiscus.
The pineapple hibiscus, yeah. That, I think once it's put that in the freezer, that's like... This can go kick rocks.
Yeah, it tastes like a White Claw.
You know who could go kick rocks?
Freaking Raquel!
Both of them! I watched
that episode twice.
Me too. One episode. Wait, you did?
Yeah.
The first time, I had some drinks. And I was like, what the hell? The second time, I was sober. Still the same reaction. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my god! What?
It's only gonna get worse and worse. Like, it's only gonna get worse and worse. We don't want to repeat ourselves too much.
I know.
Raquel is like, a dirtbag. Sandoval's a douchebag.
Raquel is like, and
she'll say that stuff and she'll like pretend she's really sad and emotional. She's not crying because she's putting on an act. It's very, very creepy. And if you start noticing it now, like anytime they show her just denying whatever, just notice that she doesn't cry and she just gets fake emotional. And she's just, they're working on their act of trying to hide it.
You know what kills my whole heart? Is that the entire episode, Ariana defended both her and Tom the whole time. The whole time.
Yeah.
I love Raquel. She's been nothing but sweet, like super joyful. I trust her. I trust my boyfriend that I love. No issue there.
Yeah. Did you see Watch What Happens Live?
Oh yeah.
And they went through the Watch What Happens 5 and they went through all the 5 moments of all of those.
That was insane.
Are there even more than 5 moments in the episode where, you know, things didn't age well or things are cringy? And it's just gonna be like that. It's spiraling and spiraling. We're on this roller coaster ride.
I'm freaking here for it. Yeah. I'm here for it. But that's why I'm saying I was overstimulated all week. I was like, oh my god, like, this is a lot. And like, thank god, Below Deck, not so crazy. It's funny. It's entertaining. Summer House, the drama, I would say it's there, but it's, if anything, it's still kind of fun to watch, you know?
Congratulations to Carl and Lindsay.
Yes. Did you like how the proposal went, or were you...
I think she was... happy with it. I mean, we know that she has very, very, very high standards for things and expectations.
I thought it did make my heart melt a little bit where he was like, babe, you gotta look at the ring.
Bed.
Oh my god. I like hate saying the word babe now because I'm just like, oh, you guys say it so much. Like, I'm getting an ick. It's always babe or not even sweet babe. Sweet babe. After you?
Well, you gotta add adjectives or else it's gonna get boring.
Well, I know. But he was like, maybe you gotta look at the ring. She was like, I don't care.
I don't think I saw that.
Did you not notice that?
No, cause I was waiting for the ring cause I know that shit is big. And I was, Michelle, because I was watching with my sister and she's big. Like, oh, I want to see the ring. I'm like, it's big. And we were like, oh.
It's really nice.
Yeah. It's really so nice. Gorgeous. I'm yeah. so happy for them.
She literally was like, I don't care, and kept kissing him. And I was like, that's like really, cause that's just genuine. It's yeah. like, she just loves him. I was like, that was, I know. That was really sweet. I'm so excited for the next episode though, cause
I know, we're gonna have such a good Bravo week. So yeah, new episodes of Below Deck, Mondays at 9 PM Eastern?
Mondays at 8 PM because Summer House is
Summer
after.
House is 9 PM Eastern.
And then Wednesday's 9 o'clock.
Vanderpump rules.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be watching all of them. We'll be talking about them again next week. And anything else that comes up.
Yep.
Like, Paige was a correspondent for the Met Gala.
Oh my God.
At the Met Gala.
Okay, I was going to ask you, what's a correspondent? What does that mean?
I think, basically, and can you remind me, was it with E? No, it wasn't with E.
It was with E.
It was with E, okay.
Yeah, they do like the whole carpet thing.
Right, so.
Show the outfits.
I didn't watch any of that, but what my understanding is that they have like a kind of, some kind of event, and she's probably, as she is, you know, in the fashion industry, she's probably having conversations about the outfits.
But then how did Sierra and Amanda get on it? Do you think they just said you can bring two friends?
I don't know,
kind of what it seemed like, it because it was just Paige and Craig.
But yeah. And then Amanda and Sierra.
I struggle to say both their names now because, again, on Giggly Squad, Paige goes, she's no longer named Paige, it's Paggy, like in Uber World. Do you remember listening to that episode?
I've only listened to one, I think, so far.
Oh, dude, I'm just getting into it funny.
Now. I'm just getting into it now.
Giggly Squad, not sponsored again. They're so funny.
Like, alright, real quick before we end the week, we'll shout out Bravo Sphere-ish podcasts.
Do you want to go first?
I'll start straight up with Stassi.
All right. Shout out to Stassi. Why are we giving her a shout out?
I'm going to show. And her podcast went away for a couple years and it just got reincarnated.
Mm. Well, obviously a shout out to Giggly Squad. They make me laugh every single time.
Giggle.
Make you giggle. I get a good giggle after it. Like, they're just, I don't know what it is, but they're natural banter and they'll just say stuff and I just like laugh out loud. It's really funny.
Yeah, they're funny.
Yeah, so shout out to them.
I love Lala's pod. That's my my shout out. I think I also shouted out last week. I'll stop talking about it, but just reiterate that I think she is very intelligent and entertaining.
Yeah, no, I can attest to that. I started listening to her pods. They're great. Like, who's the girl she speaks with? Is that her assistant?
Yeah, that's Jess, her assistant.
Why is she doing a podcast with her assistant?
I think she just wanted another person there. I don't think she wanted to be talking to herself.
I mean, I guess, but... I mean, it works. Like, I'm not saying it doesn't.
Work,
I thought it was her assistant, but I was like, is that her assistant? I don't know.
Yeah.
I can think of another podcast.
Jason's podcast?
Yeah, but I only saw one episode. Okay. I don't feel like giving a shout-out to them.
All right, well, that's
fine. I mean, it was great, but I don't think we're ready for a shout-out yet.
Okay.
Stay
tuned.
Yeah.
Shout-out loading, you know?
Yeah, that's it for me. I don't have any.
Oh, Kristen's, I listen to Kristen's podcast every once
hers
in a while
is good.
When I'm running out of podcasts to listen to.
Hers is funny. I haven't listened to her in a while.
Oh, Sheena too. I think both of them both of them in the same part of my mind for me of like, okay, I'm kind of running out of new episodes right now.
Fair.
I'll listen to them. But
how do you have so much time to listen to all these podcasts?
I'm very behind.
Yeah, I mean,
but
so it's a lot.
Long story short, we love podcasts.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to ours this week.
Thank you to listen. Yeah, this was good fun. I hope you enjoyed our taste testing with us. And if you also have any topics you want us to go over, obviously Bravo related, let us know. Hopefully you enjoyed our discussion today, but thanks for talking with us, guys.
Thank you so much, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.